Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pixels and Ink, the official podcast of CG Magazine, where we take a critical eye to gaming comics, tech, and media. I'm your host today, Chris DeHoog, and I'm joined by our editor-in-chief, Brendan Fry.
Hello there, Chris.
Dana Eileen.
Howdy.
And Jordan Biardi.
What's happening, y'all?
How's everybody doing today?
I'm good.
My phone doesn't have a not vibrate option, and I don't know where to put it. That's how I'm doing.
Not vibrate option. Really? It's 2023.
It would involve like really deep into the settings. You know how usually there's like vibrate, silent, or sound. This one's silent and vibrate are the same.
My iPhone just has a toggle.
Yeah, same with the Samsung.
Apple
well,
supremacy.
I'll have a Samsung again in a couple hours.
To be fair, Samsung doesn't have a toggle. They just have a software thing.
Yeah, that's great. I'm good with a not vibrate. That's all I need.
Yeah.
I want buttons to be in the negative from now on. I don't want to press what it does. I want to press what it doesn't do.
Call the can you not feature.
I'm here with
just imagine like at the next like Samsung presentation, it's like someone gets on stage and says, can you not? Can introducing.
You not? No. I'm sorry. I apologize for that reference.
The Samsung, however you do.
Very excited by the link that you sent us, Chris. I can't talk about it now, but I'll talk about it in a few minutes.
Cool.
Any reference? We're starting off today by talking about the big silver screen. We had the Oscars last weekend, and I know everyone here was just on the edge of their seat for the entire thing.
To be fair, I do watch the Oscars. It just got jacked up for me this year.
How so?
We record. I don't believe in commercials. So I record it for like a good chunk of the way and then I keep going. Like I fast forward through everything and eventually life is good. And usually you record like the 30 minutes afterwards because, you know, nothing's ever on time. But this stopped dead in like, they hadn't even got into like any good awards yet. I don't even know how far back we were gone. But I was like, oh, I guess I'll find out who wins best actor, best actress, and... You know, I was going to say game of the year. Close enough. You got it. I was like, I guess I'll find out on the internet tomorrow or in an hour. I don't know. So that was annoying.
We watched it on HBO Max. It was like, there was like the Oscars and then like this like short, like because of like the, like, I guess it was like the Brazilian network-ish that like was like kind of like hosting it. There'd be like small intermissions where the commercials like would have gone. And then a couple like sponsored things that I think were like for the Oscars specifically, like commercials that were sponsoring the Oscars. So we didn't really get a lot of commercials. We were also watching it, like my girlfriend had it on her tablet while we were watching the last episode of The Last of Us.
Oh. Yeah, that was a complicated situation for everybody.
Staying informed.
I'm just happy everybody finally caught up to that giraffe scene.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was coming.
No, but like that blue screen image that's all over the internet right now, everybody's surprised that the whole area was blue screen, but the giraffe was not. That was in the screener I got. I had no idea where they were. All I saw was
really?
Blue.
They forgot to add in the background?
So like I saw that weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and I was like,
where were they heading again? Detroit or something?
That they're somewhere cool, and now like the rest of the world's caught up to it, and I'm like, that's what it looked like, because I didn't watch it as it came out live at all. So I was like, thank God for the internet.
It's like, why were they in a laser tag arena with a giraffe?
Those aren't real guns; they're painted. Paintball.
Why were they? Why were they painted like mimes?
But yeah,
that is a really bizarre like twist on everything, though. Right? Like every day nowadays, it's like real set, fake everything else, or fake set, fake everything. Like,
that would be a really cool series. Is like, guess what's fake, or guess what's real?
Guess what's real?
Some screeners.
Patent pending.
Well, it's funny because it's almost like the reverse. Because like my girlfriend, like after we watched it, she was like, "Was that giraffe real?" Like, I was like,
"It was kind of real."
Maybe probably. I don't know.
You already watched it. It was real. No, the giraffe was the only thing that was real.
Apparently,
it was real in the game. So
giraffe as well.
Well, yeah, they don't do what you tell them to.
They mo-capped an actual giraffe for the game, so
Did they really?
No, of course not.
That's so many dots. The world's most patient giraffe. Yeah. he's really earning his SAG fees on this one. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, speaking of visual effects, Avatar: The Way of Water was, by no surprise, the winner of visual effects. Segue.
Yeah.
It's okay. James Cameron didn't even bother to show up. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really moody about that.
I know a lot more about
the
Oscars than I thought I did.
I didn't watch I've not seen a single second of footage of it, actually. I've just seen the pictures and stuff.
Kimmel kind of joked, I don't know to how much this, there's probably some truth behind it, but that, like, because he wasn't nominated for Best Director, he didn't show up, like he was throwing a tantrum, and I can kind of believe that.
Oh, I totally believe that. Absolutely.
That does not sound like a joke at all. That sounds like real.
Tom Cruise didn't show up either, despite that, like,
people
Top Gun
really
Maverick.
People are really mad at
Kimmel, eh? I don't know why. He was very tame, like,
yeah,
his monologue,
and nor was he
no.
wasn't even too tame. Like, he did all the make fun of Will Smith stuff, he did the make fun of James Cameron stuff. Like, he tried to make jokes with, like, that girl that does Good Things is not an actor.
Greta
he tried
Thunberg?
To make jokes with her, and it went really badly.
Malala was, because she was the only person I think was that Malala Yousafzai was there at the Oscars.
Yeah.
But James Cameron wasn't.
We don't ask questions.
Okay, I won't.
But that was the thing too, because, like, even the jokes he was making about, like, the Will Smith incident were, like, so toothless. It just, like, it really felt like his whole comedic set just felt to me like. Like, don't worry, white people. Like, it's fine. We're all, everyone's safe. You're gonna love this one. Don't worry.
They're either angry because they're too offensive, or angry because they're too tame. You weren't mean enough.
There's no sweet spot. Yeah,
but you know what? It's like it's
or
because
they're women. That's the other option.
That's the other problem too. it felt to me like I know, you know, it's like. There was a lot of debate around that whole situation, but, like, that made last year's Oscars very memorable, and this one was kind of not. Like,
I'm just trying to think of who even won last year, but I remember that scene of him getting slapped. That's burned in my memory. Yeah. I can't remember anything from the actual awards.
He won Best Actor, Will Smith, for which movie was it?
King.
The one. King.
I'm sorry, I have to point this out. Did your light just go snaky again?
Yep.
I hate that thing. What did I tell you? It just does whatever the hell it wants. Did anybody notice that Brendan went blind for a second? I thought it was funny. I was like, why did the room light up? I was like, oh, he's probably looking at something on his computer. And then I realized that AI if he did controlled. That, I would see it because I'm looking at the screen. I was like, do you have a flashlight? Or are you just like...
This light is not great.
No, it's not.
See, it's
not
an great. AI. It's an AI light, and it heard Dana talking shit about it. So now it's like getting revenge. This is why you have to be nice to your tech.
And his nice complexion. I'm gonna jack it up.
I always say that. When my mom, like, yells at Alexa, I'm like, be nice to her, okay? Because when the robots take over, she's gonna remember this.
Mm-hmm. My mom.
You gotta be nice to Alexa.
Benson. She feeds him often.
My son named her Lexka. So it's fun.
Leska or Lexa? Leska.
Like, he tries to say Alexa, but it's like comes out as Lexka. It's kind
of not a story that needs to be on podcast, but I'm going to tell it anyway. We're potty training my daughter at the moment, and we set a timer. So it's Alexa going off regularly. And when it goes off, she goes, Alexa says yes. I'm like, do you say yes? That's more important. Or it won't go off. And she goes, Mommy, does Alexa say yes? I'm like, honey, you can go. Please stop. Just go, Alexa, say yes.
Oh, the robot says I can.
Can't you make her say something robot. Like, can't you make her say, like, it's potty time or something? And then she'll
probably.
Kind of like, no.
I don't want her to because that's horrifying.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit. That's a bridge too far.
She's co-parenting your child.
In different rooms. I'll be like, I'm sorry, I'll go right now.
It'll be 3 a.m. It's like, it's potty time.
Isn't it like that story that Jeff Bezos got all sad because his kid was called him Alexa?
Monsters should not come out the nose, my friend.
Wait, Jeff Bezos talks to his kids? Anyways.
No, yeah. He got all mad about that.
Ba-dum-bum.
And he saw the that's folly.
Just would like that you to know the number of things that aren't working on this stream right now are all from one company, but we won't talk about it. Sorry, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I got a headset that's falling apart.
I mean, ooh, sorry, Jordan.
But it's
if you come really... back to our country, we can help that until then.
Oh. Yeah, you kind of just SOL until that point.
Yeah, and the dongle broke too. That was another thing that happened. But that was my fault. No, that was mostly my fault.
Still,
because the dongle was like this long, and it was in my computer, and I I put my computer down kind of weird, and it flipped on its side, just like.
Oh man!
And you just, I have no idea.
And then, whilst in Brazil, it just kind of like crumbled to dust. So,
and everything in Brazil is super expensive coming to tech. So you were.
Oh yeah, no, it's stupid expensive. I was really I thought I was going to sneaky and like, I was like, ooh, the dollar conversion. So I'm going to buy like Switch games and stuff. And no, it's like more expensive here than it is in Canada.
Yeah, like a Switch game. When I was in Brazil, I was looking at like, I wonder what a PS5 game was. And it equivalent to like $130 Canadian dollars.
Yeah, it's stupid. Tech's really expensive out here. It's dumb. Like it's
30 bucks extra. Yeah.
It's almost 1,300 for a PS5 there. Mm-hmm. If you work out the conversion, it's. Ludicrous.
I mean, if you want to use anything with your PS5 here, it's about that same cost. We're not going to talk about that right now, though. No.
We're going to talk about
Oscars.
Oh, yes. I was quite happy to see Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio take home Best Animated Feature.
He was like too.
That. Yeah, he brought his little toys with
him. He's so cute. Oh, I love when that guy talks.
Yeah, I dug it. It was
not a lot of competition in that arena this year, actually.
I mean, no, it was...
You know...
Sad.
I mean, people love this Puss in Boots movie, but
yeah, Puss in Boots is really good. I kind of thought Marcel the Shell with Shoes On might take it because it is very artsy and very like adorable.
Yeah, and he was at a lot of award shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That or like maybe Turning Red might have been like the surprise upset, but
I didn't think that. I didn't.
But then have the spark or anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's offensive to Christian people. That can't win.
Everything's offensive to Christian
people. Maybe we don't go there right now, folks. Maybe we don't.
That episode of Rainn Wilson got all mad about that, too. Who gives a shit?
Oh, man. Everybody's mad about something,
I don't know what to
say
about that, Joe.
We're talking about everything everywhere all at once, which coincidentally was the big winner.
Yeah. Which,
okay, I still don't get it.
Cleaned up.
I don't get it. I've seen it.
What do you mean?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. But, like, I don't get the hype.
Just be a rock.
I don't get it.
Just be a rock.
I don't get it. My ex-husband is obsessed with it. And he's like, I told you. I'm like, I know it's good. I just don't understand why it's like every Oscar worthy or like just everyone talking about it.
Bad new movie, so.
I don't get it. But I saw some really good movies this year. Mm. So
this is the thing. Like, are they good Oscar movies, though? Because like the categories.
I went to TIFF. That's literally all they are. You watch a movie and want to slit your wrists for the rest of the day. That's it.
I don't know if that deserves Best Picture.
but no, there were some really powerful, like The Whale.
Yeah.
Powerful movie. Mm-hmm. Everything Everywhere. Oh, God, I can't even say
everything
it.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe as a movie, like, because I don't really know the qualifications, like what the Academy
votes for, they win.
Yeah. Well,
no, I mean, like, how they determine which movies
decide.
Okay, well then there you go. So, if it's all arbitrary, then there you go. Everything Everywhere All at Once is like the perfect culmination of that because nothing matters. And
it is. The studio says, "I want to nominate this movie," and then everyone in the Academy says, "Sure, you can." Can put money towards do that, and then theoretically anyone can nominate movies that are part of the Academy. But no one does. A few people do, and everyone's like,
mm-hmm.
A few people in the industry are like, I'm just going to nominate my own movie. And they're like, you shouldn't do that. And some people do that, and the studio's going to hate you. And you do that because it breaks their like weird system of, we're going to give it to a woman this year. We're going to give it to a... Just they play with it to make
careful.
Sure. No, it literally is. They do it to kind of promote people so they want to work more. That is why the Oscars started, and that's why it exists. It is
Plus now they're trying to like appeal to common audiences because they realize they've lost touch with the common people, and that's why you see the likes of that's why like the categories are like 10 movies deep for Best Picture now. Like Top Gun Maverick, was that really Best Picture potential?
No.
Was it a popcorn flick? I'm sure it was great for the popcorn audience, but like was it really the Best Picture of the year Oscar worthy?
No. I mean, to be fair, I don't think Avatar was either. So
no.
The answer is the Academy or the people in the industry decide who, what gets nominated, what doesn't. And some years they're like, we want to give it to this thing. And then sometimes they go rogue and something random wins. But
yeah,
there you go, Dana. Nothing matters. Yeah. Everything is chaos.
Well, that much I knew already, but yeah, I just I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a lot of fun, but like to me, it was the equivalent of like a Fast and Furious movie. It was great. It was entertaining. It was exciting. It looked really good. Really good. Perhaps.
Great and good.
Like, but no different than a Marvel movie, and they're not nominated for that, for the kind of stuff these are nominated for. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Everybody's probably going to shoot me for saying things, but whatever.
Why shoot you?
I mean, I don't fully agree with that sentiment, but like
which one?
That it was like kind of like a like just as fun as a Marvel movie, like because I've seen two Marvel movies this year, and both of them just like
I mean, modern
okay, made those are me the sleepy. Two you've seen though. There's like 30 Marvel movies, and there are quite a few that are very good.
Dana, I've watched.
I know, but your argument was I saw two this year. Okay,
yeah, I'm happy two. Like I've seen already seen. Years. I've already seen two this year, and both of them made me sleepy. Like they are the like most like paint by they like, and that's not the fault of the movies. That's just like the Marvel system now. Like they've gotten so,
and they weren't nominated back then either. So
well, yeah.
Did not win.
But actually Black Panther did win an Oscar, so that it can take that home.
And it's not the first one. I think it's the third one for Black Panther.
And if you and
but was, I'm talking best picture.
The Spider-Man animated thing Into the Spider-Verse won best animated, I think. But,
Yeah, it did.
So.
Yeah.
But like even that's like MCU adjacent, like it's not or the Marvel adjacent, like it's not the MCU.
I can't think of anything in the MCU that has won any major awards.
And I mean, like that being said, as a big Marvel fan, I don't think anything really deserves it either. But
my whole argument is why.
This is the thing, right? Like, the Oscars has become this like really loose thing to me. Like, I don't even associate it with it. Like, I'm looking at the list of nominees. I've barely seen anything on here. Except for like Glass Onion. which should have been nominated more, I think, but that's
I think
story.
It was fine. I don't think that one was Oscar worthy. I think it was a fun little movie, but I don't think it was like a revolution.
But apparently none of us know what Oscar worthy means. It's very confusing.
I argue that no one knows what it means anymore. Now it's just like an imitation of itself.
I think The Whale made sense. I think The Whale was a solid choice. I think that one was good.
From what I understand, from what you guys said about it after the TIFF screening, it was like he was a great performance and a unfun, hard to watch movie.
100%, it was but very that's hard what, to watch.
That's what a lot of people said too.
Oscar worthy, is it not? Like Women Talking was a really good movie, and it was
it nominated for Best Picture.
Yes, I am.
Best Director?
No, I think it might have been a screenplay. But anyway, none of the big awards, which is. My point.
Yeah, best writing or adapt for adapted screenplay.
Yeah, and again, that's a very niche section of.
Yeah, you know best writing for original screenplay was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
What?
And I think that's
was like levels deep, so I could see that.
That's what I think that was my
quality.
That was my like point that I was getting to was that like Everything Everywhere All at Once for me like checked a lot of boxes because. Like like you said, it was fun to watch, but it also had a lot of depth. It had a lot of emotion. It had a lot of like good turns. Like it didn't feel as like by the book as like your typical like Marvel movie, which is just like good guys find a thing, meet bad guy beats them for a bit. Then they find that the friendship was there all along and they win.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, there was quite the story of the production behind it too. Like they filmed this really ambitious movie in like a really short time and a really tight budget too. So,
and they got like stopped for a while too because of COVID.
I was looking back at the list of like previous Oscar Best Picture winners, and like the last thing on this list that I've seen before it was nominated or before it won was like The King's Speech in the 2010. Like everything else that's won since then has just been kind of like water off my back, like things that don't register for my personal taste that much. Like,
Yeah.
I'm just going to point this out. Two things. Number one, Brendan was looking up the list, not being a dick just now. And number two, I think his light just fucked up again. Make this a drinking game, please. My day will be so much better.
Shots.
Why don't you just leave it there then? That's clearly where it wants to be.
Yeah, spy, Birdman.
Going for the back, like Lord of the Rings, like Return of the King one eventually, and like that was like a thing for the entire project, and that made sense.
I didn't like the Return of the King as much as I liked like the first, so
that one very much won because of the other two, right? Like it didn't win so much on its own individual merits. It was like the Lord of the Rings won Best Picture. It wasn't the Return of the King. It was like the entire project.
The first one was good. The second one was boring as hell.
The second
one's
my favorite.
See, I kind of agree with Brendan. I think I love Fellowship because like when it came out, it was so monumentously huge that like we watched it like 1,000 times. But I do kind of think the one I did like the most was Return of the King. It felt it like all the combinations and
the resolutions. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
The second felt very. It just kind of abrupt. Like we're gonna have to end it somewhere, so it's randomly here.
I feel like that's just like it is a very good movie. Like
I saw the second movie 4 times in theaters because I had 4 different groups of friends. Like we go to the movie, cool. Yep, let's go again.
Yeah, great.
Why not?
I'm impressed you had that many friends.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's just like by the nature of it being like the second in a trilogy, so like it has to kind of be that thing where like you know a lot of the like plot has to do a lot of heavy lifting and not a lot of stuff really happens because like
it sets up this big battle at Helm's Deep. I'm like, I don't sure this battle's supposed to be a real kind of a footnote. Sure, why not? Let's go with it.
Yeah,
I mean, like even looking at like again at a list of best pictures, like I feel like it's been like over a decade since you know the winner has become like a real part of the zeitgeist or like a lasting cultural impression.
I think
before that you had like the Hurt Locker, Slumdog Millionaire, The Departed, Crash, Million Dollar Baby, going even further back. Like,
to be fair,
holy, like startling me. You're very excited.
I hate most of the Oscar winners of Best Picture. Like, I don't like Crash. It's a bad movie. It's objectively a bad movie. Hurt Locker is fine, but. Who goes back?
No Country for Old Men, Brendan.
That's good.
But I mean, like, even like setting aside like personal feelings about the things, like, most of these movies have made some kind of cultural impact and like are still memorable. But like, most of the stuff of the last 10 years,
which Crash
just hasn't really had a big impact.
We're talking about the White People Solve Racism movie.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, but I liked it, but I was very young and thought it was deep, and I was deep.
That movie is pure like Oscar bait. That movie, screams at the top of its lungs and says nothing. But that's like,
as soon as you throw a fat suit on someone or they lose 10,000 pounds, that is also Oscar bait. So
I'm like looking at 2012, I didn't realize Django Unchained was nominated for Best Picture and it lost to Argo. Like, I liked Argo, but I think Django Unchained should have taken it.
Django's too
that movie much fucking for rocks.
The that's too much for the Academy to choose that one.
that's a movie.
Black man killing slavers? We can't have that.
So it's a little too sensational and Tarantino-ish for that. There's no way Tarantino could win at the Oscars. Ever won an Oscar? I don't think he's ever won a Best Picture, no.
No, I don't think so.
I thought he won something for Pulp Fiction, but...
See, and again, that's a movie that I would put, not because they're similar in any way, but in the same kind of category as Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah, and I wouldn't say Pulp Fiction should win an Oscar either.
I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is a B movie. It just happens to be a B movie that caught him with the zeitgeist.
And that there's like one, there's a couple big people in it, but
Jamie Lee Curtis is the biggest actor in that movie, I think.
And the other one,
Michelle Young.
Yeah.
But she does TV and stuff. She's a character actor most of the time.
It doesn't mean that she's not a big actor.
That was kind of the big story too. The redemption stories for all like for so many of the winners, like Michelle Yeoh and Brendan Fraser.
I think she's a good actress. I just think the Academy has put her or the studios have put her into character actor roles a lot because.
Yeah, and I like I think that's like kind of.
I'm gonna need you to define character actor then to me.
Usually. Character actor,
they cast her as the Asian.
I mean, I wasn't gonna say no. I don't think that. They usually cast her they play off the mannerisms she has. So she'll be the
in Star Trek, she plays herself.
Yeah, often. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Gilbert Godfrey would be considered a character actor. Like Russell's J.K. Simmons would be a character actor. They're not usually like, they don't transcend their roles usually. They sometimes do, but
they play the same kind of character. Yeah. I mean, I would call that more typecast. When you say character actor, I think of like, I don't know. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I get it.
Character actor is more positive. Yeah. Typecast is more when you're like saying, oh, they're so typecast. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, okay. So that's just the nice way of saying it then. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's all spin, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, because even like, yeah, like it's like, you know, in that same vein, right? Like Ke-Huy Quan, like, was kind of the same thing. Like, he, when he started, like, he was in Goonies as the genius Asian kid. When he was in Indiana Jones, he was, you know, the little Asian boy sidekick. Like, he was very, like, he was being typecast in a lot of ways. And then, yeah, like, he kind of disappeared.
Wasn't it they were talking about how if this movie didn't do well, he was basically broke?
Yeah, more or less. He hadn't acted. He was kind of saying like he hadn't acted in so long. Like, and he just like wasn't booking parts. Like,
if you didn't see it, you should go watch his speech.
It was good.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
No, it sucked. Go watch it.
Well, he was at like Niagara Falls Comic Con a few years ago too. I think that they posted like congrats. Like, yeah.
Like I said, you can tell how like not excited I am about this movie winning anything. I was sobbing during my speech. Like, I was ugly girl crying. It was not. I was like, it's so happy for him. It's such a beautiful story.
Ugh. He won Best Supporting?
Jamie Lee Curtis's speech, too.
Didn't she?
It's her first Oscar.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And she properly used the proper pronouns for her daughter?
Well, she was referring to the Oscar in like non-binary pronouns, like out of respect for her daughter who is transgender.
I'm so confused. The Oscar?
Yeah, because the Oscar shaped and styled like a man and it's also named after a man.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Anyway, her speech was really good, and I guess both of her parents are gone now.
That's sad.
And I mean, dude, she's like 70. It'd be a little weird if they weren't. No.
Yeah,
you might be like 95 years old and tell me you're not sad.
Two things could be true at once, Dana.
That age is like, please God, let me go. My mom she's 64. Is already like, I'm done. But even still, like,
I thought she was older than 64. Dad,
that's pretty like, fuck.
No, she's rocking. No, that's great. You're having a renaissance now. It's great.
And I was down that 12 years ago. So good for her that her parents lived as long as they did. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, both of her parents were Oscar winners. So she was like, we won an Oscar. And it was like a nice thing. And I cried again because that's what I do as a human being. I cry or I yell. There's no in between.
That's a thing that happens.
There you go.
I think we can probably all agree too that like the big thing was Brendan Fraser winning Best Actor.
I think it's great to see
Brendan Fraser. One thing I didn't see, Jordan.
That guy has been like having just like a career renaissance, and it's so like it's one of those things that it's like, you know, those little flickers of a moment where people are genuinely like good.
I think it's too early to say if he's had a career at Renaissance. He's got a good movie, and he was going to be in another. He was in the Batgirl movie.
Batgirl, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to be the villain in Batgirl.
Yeah, but I don't know any major movies that are coming up that he's in as well.
This may have just been his redeeming movie, and he may be done.
But that's kind of my point. Is like the fact that he blew up in such a big way back in like the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's because
the
joke of
the Mummy is every bisexual's sexual awakening, which is 100% accurate.
Speaking of which,
the Mummy is my sexual orientation.
Yeah. Like, plus, side note, he was in Crash.
Was he really?
Yep.
Speaking of Crash, yeah.
He has one thing that's still out. I guess it's a cartoon. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
No, he's also, I think.
No, he's in DC Doom Patrol.
Yeah, the Doom Patrol. He's the big robot guy.
Oh, cool.
But he's been in it. He's in it for like 40 episodes. He's been It started in 2019. I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's one of the ones on HBO Max, I think. No, that's one of the weird ones that
I've never heard of this before.
I'm pretty sure it was on the CW, I think. Like it was on cable.
Now it's HBO Max, though.
But what I mean was that like he, you know, Brendan Fraser was such a huge star, and then like because
I'm not okay.
Because you know he was trying to shine a light on his like own sexual harassment, he got just blocked out of Hollywood for they just blacklisted him for the longest time, right? So the fact that like he's been able to have such a triumphant return, and to see that like fans and general audiences are so happy to see him back, like and they're welcoming him back with open arms, like it really is just such a genuine moment in this kind of like film history.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. Like everything I've seen him at, and he's just so genuine and so grateful.
Yeah,
like he's not like fuck you guys, I was right, or. I'm important again. He's just grateful. On that note, though, what is your Brendan Fraser movie? Like, if you remember
my Brendan Fraser movie, Fraser,
what do you remember? Like off the top of your head.
Dudley Do-Right, George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle for me.
I have an exception to this question because it's not a movie. It's his guest turns on Scrubs.
Oh yeah, no, I'll give you that too.
Yeah.
Also, freaking Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
Airheads. Oh, Airheads was such a good movie. Such a blast.
I didn't get to get this out of. Did it happen again? I didn't get to get this out of my system. How did I not know about this show? I don't think anybody understands the amount of in love I am with Matt Bomer, who has been in 40 episodes of this show. Alan Tudyk, 15 episodes of this show. Mark Shepard, 11 episodes of this show. Like, what the hell?
I heard it's really good. Yeah, no, I've heard it's good.
That corner of the DC television universe has totally been neglected. Like, no one talks about this show, but
that's
ongoing. That's not
the Arrowverse.
I'm going to say her name wrong. Diane Guerrero, also adore her, and she's been on... What?
It was one of the side things that's not the Arrowverse, but it's also not part of the regular... It's weird.
Well, it's... Yeah, but like... It wasn't a part of like Arrow, The Flash, no. Supergirl.
I don't think it was CW. I don't think it was CW.
No, it had nothing to do with those shows. I would know it if it did because I watched those shows religiously. Yeah. Like what? I need to go watch this probably very bad show.
Apparently it's good. I've heard good things about it. I just never watched it because I don't really care about superheroes.
Fair. I have a new binge.
Yeah, fair.
40 episode binge, apparently.
I do. Apparently. That's very satisfying for me. I never have to leave my house again.
It's kind of strange too, because like if you look at Brendan Fraser's like resume, he hasn't had a year like off. Like he has a credit every year
why are we
since
all talking
forever.
About him like he hasn't been doing shit.
Like he hasn't been doing great stuff the past few like 10 years. Give
I
it that. Like it's a lot of small stuff, but
pretty like not common anymore. Like Netflix is like one and done for everything.
Because like in 2010 he had like a movie with Harrison Ford, and then he did that furry vengeance movie, and then that kind of fell off the face of the earth. But he's been going.
What?
Like
I don't
he's
know
been
what you just said.
Furry vengeance.
That's what I heard too.
Furry vengeance. Furry.
Yeah, there it is. Remember like, 2010.
Crappy commercials for that, where all the animals are attacking him.
Clearly, I'm impressed with whatever you're talking about. Okay, well, I'm gonna watch this stupid show. Oh no, Alan Tudyk's probably the guy with the mask on his face, isn't he? God damn it. No, that's Matt Bomer. I do know this show.
Yeah, I genuinely kind of.
I'm on a roller coaster.
Journey to the Center of the Earth, I think, is the last one I genuinely remember. And and The Mummy too, and The Dragon Emperor with Jet Li. That was I kind of remember that. I don't think I ever watched that one.
Okay, so this show, this Doom Patrol show, I remember. I'm still there. I remember seeing Matt Bomer in a superhero show, or I don't even know if I remembered it was a superhero show, but I remember seeing Matt Bomer, and then I remember seeing his character, which is completely covered up, and I don't know if you guys know who Matt Bomer is.
Very attractive man.
He's a beautiful, like nobody should hide that man's face ever. Like
they hide Pedro Pascal's show or face of
it. No, there's a difference between Pedro Pascal is attractive for a whole bunch of reasons. He's not pretty. This man is pretty.
Is he the guy that's beautiful. Like literally looks like an invisible man?
I don't know,
like wrapped in bandages.
Oh yeah, that's the character. See how upset I am now.
You don't see his face at all. Or his abs. Why were his abs?
Okay, well, I don't care about his abs. I watched him in, oh, Frank, what was that show called? It's like a dumb.
White Collar?
Yeah, White Collar. And then they just ended that on me.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Okay, anyway, we can go back to the Oscars if you guys want now. I'm fine.
I think we're done.
I just want to know, like, when's Pauly Shore's turn? I mean, like, when's the full Encino Man revival?
No,
yeah,
Brendan Fraser had his turn around. What's Pauly Shore's turn?
Jimmy Kimmel made that joke too.
Didn't he have an entire movie about where's Pauly Shore?
That's actually, yeah, they did. Yeah, that was kind of a fun little documentary.
Yeah,
it was a documentary.
I mean, a mockumentary or whatever. But they.
It's just.
Did you not see Hollywood? The sleeper hit that was Pinocchio with the skiddy 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 skiddy?
Oh, the third Pinocchio movie that came out last year, like the Russian overdub. Yeah.
Skiddy 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 skiddy.
I only heard about that through Honest Trailers, and I'm kind of sad that I learned that existed. But
no, I watched. Anyways. I watched Nostalgia Critic talk about it, and it was perfect.
I don't watch.
Pauly Shore also has been acting. Oh my, there's no breaks on his resume either.
Really?
That's, yeah.
Trying to be all cartoons.
Hey, the guy's got to eat.
'90s.
Turns out he's just like a regular on Barney now for some reason.
Oh my god, he was in the Limp Bizkit music video. I forgot about that. This is a dark hole we've gone down.
Yeah, let's get off.
Let's get off. We were talking about how the Oscars were kind of underwhelming for most of us, and how we hadn't seen a lot of stuff in it. But yeah. let's shift towards something that's a little more exciting. Like, what movies are coming up later in 2023 that we're looking forward to?
Cool.
I'm pretty excited about the Dungeons and Dragons movie. Actually, seeing that the reviews are actually positive.
I don't even want to talk about it. I hate everybody.
Why?
Why now?
All people should know why. Okay, so the Dungeons and Dragons movie that our lovely Zuby reviewed and is on our thing, Brendan was supposed to review, and I was supposed to go with him, but I got like food poisoning yesterday, and I was violently ill all day to the point where I was in tears, and I was like, but I want to go to the movie. Maybe it'll be better in like a half hour. Brendan's like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I had to go pick up my daughter from daycare. I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. Like, if I can't make it around the corner to daycare, I probably cannot go to Toronto. My 8-year-old looked at me and went, "Mom, you can't go to the movie." but I wanna.
Okay, but it's not the movie's fault though. I thought it's something I pissed off about the movie itself.
No, I just really wanted to see it, and now that's fair. But I don't go to the movies. I won't see it till it comes out. I don't know.
Is there a Transformers movie coming?
Yes.
Power is primal.
Oh, the Beast Wars thing, right?
Or is that yes. Yeah. No, it's. I think it's a movie.
It's
a movie, so it is.
Yeah.
Science.
Also, there's like a new Boogeyman movie. Didn't that already get remade and it was bad?
Did you say Boogeyman?
Yes, he Boogeyman. Did say it like that. That did happen. don't ask him to say pasta or Mario. It won't go well. Anyway.
Well, now I have to.
Hey, go eat your fucking pasta.
The People's Exorcist. There's a lot of weird movies coming out this year.
Okay, but we're talking about the good ones. And honestly,
well, the things we're excited for. If you're excited for bad movies, that's your prerogative.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, the new Evil Dead.
Didn't that already happen?
No, Evil Dead Rise. It's coming out.
Okay.
See?
Yeah,
this one here.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I'm personally most excited for, next of all, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. I'm surprised to say that I'm excited about it, but I literally
really didn't know crabs.
You know what?
I'm hopeful,
Chris,
for it.
I'm right there with you, because every new trailer, I get excited, and it's like immediately followed with just please don't suck, please don't suck, please don't suck.
Please.
Yeah, like,
please don't suck.
Like, all this build like, up.
Everything except Chris Pratt so far has looked great.
I don't really care what he sounds like, so whatever.
Even that though, if we didn't know who Chris Pratt was, and they didn't like, if we didn't have Chris Pratt,
it sounds like Chris Pratt.
But if we didn't know who he was, and that happened, like I don't think we'd care much.
No,
I don't think we'd be analyzing it as much as some. As soon as somebody said Chris Pratt Mario, we all went fuck that.
That's fair.
Here's where we diverge, because every other person that they cast so far that we've heard hasn't really been putting on a voice, but hasn't really needed to. Like, Jack Black's voice does kind of suit Bowser. Seth Rogen, like, People were making jokes about that in like.
So while you're saying that, what Mario is supposed to sound like? What does he have to sound like to you?
Stereotype.
Yeah, that's
no, but just better. Like,
no, that's what you're looking for.
Better than Chris Pratt, like not even trying.
Not even trying.
And you know what?
On an Italian accent. I mean, if that's the problem, they should have put a like proper Italian actor, and then it wouldn't be offensive. But they didn't.
I said it once, and I'll say it again. As an Italian, we wouldn't care if he put on an Italian accent. It would have been fine.
No, all of us poor, sad, pale white folk would get angry for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You're allowed to, and I appreciate that you would. But as an Italian, I'm telling you, us Italians wouldn't have cared.
6%.
But like this is what I mean. Like Charlie Day like does have a voice that does kind of suit Luigi. Like he doesn't really need to even if he's not putting on the Italian accent, his voice does kind of suit. Like you can hear that like Luigi-ness in him. But like Chris Pratt just being like, "Hey, I am the Mario," like it doesn't sound good.
Wahoo! So,
character actors as we're speaking.
Yeah, his very unenthusiastic wahoo.
Yes,
which I think they changed in the second, the third trailer.
It sounded like they did.
Yeah, there's no world in which you can convince me that you're not just mad because Mario doesn't sound super Italian.
I mean, a little bit. I do kind of wish that it could have just been Charles Martinet.
But that is also offensive because he is putting a voice, isn't a normal voice.
Yeah,
of Mario, and no one's given a shit for 20-something years.
Because
that's because he only says like one or two things at a time, right? If it was to have actual dialogue, like
no, even
a character, like bring on Jeff fucking Dunham.
Like, even in even
Silence Bowser, I kill you.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I genuinely loved in the Mario and Luigi RPG games how they did this kind of like pasta gibberish. With him, like Luigi and Mario would talk to each other, and they'd literally be like, like they would just like make up gibberish, and it was so adorable.
I mean, again, that works for covering this out of a dialogue in a game, though. But like, if you're having like a full on conversation,
let's swap two things out here, Jordan.
What
if that were two Asian characters? That would be racist, correct?
Horribly.
Be real bad look.
You're just Italian, so you're like, it's fine. I said it's fine, so it's fine.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the great thing about
doing that and not something else.
That's the great thing about being Italian is that we're like white facing, so we get all the privilege of white privilege.
To put a pin on it, though,
we get all the white privilege.
Like, that's why. If we had
let me just put this to bed. Because we're going in some dark corners here. My personal theory is that like I'm pretty sure it's going to just be Chris Pratt sounding okay, and everything around him is going to be great, and that's I'm fine with that. Like Mario was sort of a flat character anyway, so if Chris Pratt has a flat voice, then you know whatever.
I was just going to mention
that's kind of. Sorry, Brendan, go ahead.
Well, I mean, there were a few years there where Chris Pratt was literally in everything.
Yeah.
This year, it's just Guardians and Mario, from what I'm seeing.
I mean, he's also going to be Garfield, if that counts for anything.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting that exists, and every so often I get reminded, and it makes me sad.
He gets to be everything. See?
It's everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'd assume that's the last stage for actors. Okay,
I will say, though, Chris Pratt has done, I mean, I'm not going to say quite a bit, because when you look at a voice actor, they've done plenty more, but like he's done a whole bunch of Lego. He did Onward. He's played like 47 Lego characters. Holy crap. Like he's done some voice acting. He was in Batman, Ben 10 Ultimate Alien.
That's a Cartoon Network show.
Like he's been in some stuff, so it's not like he's unknown to voice acting. He's not just some guy that walked in off the street. Yeah. And I have to say, as I personally kind of find Chris Pratt annoying and obnoxious, I haven't seen anything where I've hated him. He's been in some bad shit, but I've not been like, fuck that guy, he's terrible. The
weird, it's kind of a groan-worthy thing, maybe.
The one where he's like a CIA op type person, it's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Yeah.
That one's not. What about the one where he's in space with Jennifer Lawrence and he's like an actual monster?
I was just gonna think about that. Yeah, like, I enjoy that movie, but like I saw a take about it recently where it's like it should have been a horror movie. Where, like, she realized, where it's from her perspective, and she realizes he woke her up because she's hot.
Yeah.
Damn, that would have been a better movie, actually.
Not a good movie. The one where he plays like a CIA op that's like super, how dare the woke culture get him? That's not great.
The Terminal List? Is that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I haven't seen that, so that's not on my list. But
that one's not great.
I think I
will say the biggest thing that bugs me about him in the Mario preview so far is that it just sounds like his Lego movie character. Like, it's just that.
Yeah, he's just not
generic
trying,
thing. You know? But I mean, it's like I said, Mario's kind of a flat character anyways, just right?
Their own voice.
But you know
like,
what?
We're all wanting like everyone from The Simpsons that plays 74 different characters in one thing. I'm not mad about somebody using their own voice to voice a character.
Plus, I mean, they got Kerry Payton there to play the Penguin King, and that's a great choice. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's enough talent on this cast around him. It's fine.
I get why they cast him, because, you know.
Because he's the biggest actor of that time.
It's Chris Pratt. Like,
and guess who hasn't stopped talking about
him? But I think I'm
about him. It's got the movie a lot of buzz. I'll give it that. Yeah, it's.
I'm about where Chris is on this, where, like, it's probably going to be fine. Like, Nintendo's been really hands-on with it, and
I mean, it's an Illumination movie. It's going to be innocuous. It's going to be fine.
But that's what I mean. But like as far as it being an Illumination movie, like, it's Illumination, but Nintendo has like really been like working alongside them to make sure it's
Jordan. Nintendo's storylines in most of its games aren't great. Zelda,
but it doesn't have to be
like. No, it's gonna be fine. It's not gonna be deep. It's just gonna be like there's a bunch of excitement.
I'm not gonna lie. So I got a little territorial because my son's aunt messaged me and was like, "I'm taking him and all these other children that are related to me to see Mario for all their birthdays." And I was like, "You are? I mean, thanks for letting me know. Yeah. I guess didn't ask." And then I was like, "Oh wait, I don't have to go see that fucking movie now." And it was a happy moment for me. So
see, like I'm the opposite there, where it's like I know. Like I'm divided where it's like I know this part of me is going to take my kids and we're gonna have fun because they're gonna enjoy it no matter what. I think
is based your son on the old enough for the movies yet? Like, will he sit through that?
It's gonna be a test, but I think he's gonna be so wrapped like by the experience. I think it's gonna hook him. Could be a disaster. We'll see.
Enough candy that will keep him in one spot. It's the only way I can get my son.
There's a balancing point with the candy, right? Because you get too much and he's spun. It's just gotta keep the focus.
As long as he has something to put in his mouth, he will stay. That's the.
Anyways, like I have a feeling it's gonna be a great time just for that, and they're gonna enjoy it. They're gonna love it. So I'm gonna have that guaranteed satisfaction. The rest is kind of just extraneous for me. So I have the opposite
and think
situation.
Of how great that moment's gonna be for you because I know how huge your son is into Bowser. I know how huge you are into video games and Mario. So your son's first movie is going to be something huge to both of you. So
exactly,
Chris
that's pretty
Pratt
cool.
Won't fuck it up.
Yeah.
I won't notice probably. I'll be so focused on him and the enjoyment vicariously. So anyways, what else is coming out in 2023 besides Mario?
Something only quite a few things. You guys went to Mario and I was like, everything else on this list on the top I'm excited for except Mario. That's not true. Guardians is the first thing that pops up. Okay, cool. That's probably fine. Wonka and Barbie.
Yeah, those exist.
Barbie probably is gonna be a blast.
I don't even know how to feel about Barbie because I don't think I've ever seen anything either of them are in that I've been like, please God, no.
Barbie was one of those things where it's like, why are they making a Barbie movie? And then that first preview dropped and I realized, oh, this could actually be kind of subversive and kind of fun. This could actually be something.
And Wonka, I don't know. I've been hearing about Wonka for like 12 years now, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's aged out of this role now.
Who's that? Who's gonna be in there?
Chalamet.
Yeah.
He's getting old now. I don't know.
He's like 25. Oh.
Yeah, but how long have you been hearing
that's
about
Hollywood
this movie?
Old.
So he was 8 when they cast him. I don't know.
He's still in Dune. He's fine.
I don't.
Dune 2 was supposed to be on the show too, right?
I mean,
like,
who knows? That movie's that entire franchise since the HBO takeover has been kind of weird. I think
there's a few things on the list of movies coming out this year where it's like, I'm not sure that's actually happening. Like Aquaman, Wonka, Dune.
Yeah, Aquaman's kind of
anything
being made.
At the Marvel, Sony.
Oh, the Marvel.
But wasn't Aquaman one of those
games?
What?
The Hunger Games.
Hungerer Games.
Oh, yeah. The prequel book that they're adapting into a movie. Yeah.
Which looks like a young Slim Shady is covering. I'm going to need somebody to go find this picture because.
Hunger Games prequel.
Can we just make original movies, please? Like, that's
the new Ninja Turtles looks pretty damn good.
It does.
Yeah, that one's
really excited about
to
that.
Me.
I
was trying to figure out what the tone is, like what the audience is for that to one, because like
it's kids.
The art style for me looked kind of like the Spider-Verse type
Nightmares?
Stuff, where it's like kind of invoking that kind of painterly CGI look.
Like it's pop coming like right out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Well, because I think like the actors sound so super young. Like they don't sound teenage; they sound like preteen. But like also like the whole thing, like the tone just seemed like it was aged or aimed a little older than like then, you know, kids.
The other problem people are having there, they're upset that April O'Neil is black because of course they're
Because you can't and you also can't change like that without causing a stir.
Little Mermaid.
She's also not like she's also like a plus sized teenager as well.
Sure.
Not just black that you have to be angry about. It's also.
I just want to point out that the group of people that would be upset about that are probably about the age of you gentlemen here.
Yeah, they're upset.
Which means, 100%.
You're going to hear me out for a minute. So they're your age, upset that the girl that they watched as a child isn't hot enough.
Yep, that is accurate.
Your childhood cartoons and comics are not hot enough for you at 40.
Accurate.
Yeah, yes, but that is
I never claimed that dudes our age are any good.
In their defense, when we were that age, April O'Neil was like in her probably like, you know, mid-20s.
Yeah, she was a, yeah, she was a job.
So, I'm just going
to
put this out
so
there.
She's old enough. She would have been old. We're old enough now to like where that fantasy like has nope. some.
So that she can call you daddy? Is that what you're looking for?
Not daddy, but you know, something else.
Jesus Christ.
Grandpa for Brendan.
No. I did love the fact that they cast Micah Abbey as Donatello. He was the voice of Gumball in The Marvelous Misadventures of Gumball. And it's wonderful.
Jordan, sometimes you say words and like I've never heard the words you're saying. Like
you've never watched The Marvelous Misadventures of Gumball?
I'm not even sure if you're saying Gumbo or
Gumball. Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking about The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. It's just the...
That's
not helping.
The Amazing World of Gumball. Sorry. Oh, no. The Amazing World of Gumball is...
Creature that exists in a weird...
So good.
I just would like to let you guys all know that this super sweet gaming laptop that I have has only been plugged in since we did podcast. Or, sorry, unplugged since we did podcast. And it's already like, hey, your battery is not in good shape.
Yeah. That's great.
Gaming laptops. Anyway...
Yeah, Little Mermaid, that's kind of a weird visual take on it with the creatures. Everything else is fine. I mean, it looks like everything else looks like a standard Marvel.
I don't like the live action
Disney
Marvel,
live action.
And no. I didn't when I was a kid either. Like, when I was a kid, they had, they weren't like the Disney princesses, but like they had Goldilocks and a couple of Air Bud, like shit like that. And like
about 101 donations with Glenn Close.
Yep, remember that. I was never big on them. And I mean, looking back now, 101 Dalmatians was probably fine.
No, it wasn't. It was bad.
Okay. The story is the story. Yeah, that doesn't change.
The story is, yeah.
But yeah, no, even then, when I was a kid, my sister bought me Air Bud for my birthday one year, whenever that came out. So I was like, I don't know, 10 maybe? And I literally never once watched it. I was like, no, this isn't a Disney movie. I hate it.
That's fair.
I think that there's like kind of like a pretty clear like example of where people kind of are with these live action remakes is because in the same year that Disney did a live action remake of Pinocchio that nobody liked and everybody said was actually kind of worse than the original, Guillermo del Toro did like a really out there, like new interpretation, kind of like adapting the material in his style, but also like making it unique. And everyone loved it and it won an Oscar.
But Jordan, it's saying it's not as good as the original. The original is considered one of the best, you know, animated movies of all time. So that's kind of
my point is that like, it's like all they really did was kind of do more or less a shot for shot remake of the original in live action, and it's like that was like job done.
I will say, as someone with kids, them doing that might get your kids interested in it. Like right now, if I put on
fair
older Disney, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, any of it, they will not. If I put on Frozen, they're on board. Like my daughter will not leave Frozen. Encanto, yes, absolutely. Aladdin, mom, this is boring.
See, my daughter's in that weird camper. She actually like loves the old Disney stuff. Like,
I like your daughter. Mm-hmm.
Like, like Lady and the Tramp was her favorite thing for the longest time. Like Aristocats, I've seen 1,000 times. It's so weird because like most of those movies start with the credits too, right? The very first time you put it on for, I'm like, oh, we're gonna lose her. There's credits at the front. No, she just kind of sat there and waited for her to start, and then was just like,
thanks, Brendan.
Again, caught up the whole thing. So
that's weird. That's awesome because my kids aren't big movie watchers. We're not huge movie people, but yeah, no. Anytime I'm like, let's watch this one, or even when it comes to like The Wizard of Oz or Willy Wonka, those were my childhood movies. My kids want nothing to do with it. Absolutely none.
Yeah. Oh, live action is we lose her there, but. Because that's like style still good for the animation.
That's the thing that like I don't know that I after watching the trailer I was like, this looks okay. I'm sure. Is it Haley Berry?
I'm sure.
I don't want to say Halle Berry because we all know who that is.
I read it that way every time. I hate it.
Yeah, it's weird.
About myself, I should like. I hate that I can't separate.
I'm like 90% sure it's Haley Berry. Like I'm sure she will be fantastic as Ariel because like she's got the singing voice to do it. I am interested in what's her? I don't know why I keep forgetting her name. Melissa McCarthy as Ursula.
I mean,
I'd like to see her evil.
Like I it just the once I saw Flounder and Sebastian, I was like, oh no.
Those designs are not great.
Like, why did we need to make them hyper realistic? They look awful.
I guess people are really mad. Little Mermaid was plugged at the Oscars. They had an entire Melissa McCarthy and then Halle Berry. But God, now you got me messed up about her name.
Halle Bailey.
And like there was
a trailer
and everything, and people are like, I'm sorry, since when did we start doing that? It's like they slid a little game awards in there. We're like, hey, look at the trailer. Bam. Yeah, it was no good.
But, yeah, I see Flounder looks real weird.
It just looks like a.
I can't wait for fuel. Oh yeah, Haley Bailey. God damn it, Haley Bailey. God damn it. whatever. Ariel. I can't wait for the hyper realistic scene of Le Poisson as the real crab runs around trying not to get eaten.
That's another thing about that movie that does not hold up at all. That whole sequence is just the dumbest thing. Yeah. speaking of your bad stereotypical accents, yeah.
Anyway,
oh God.
I will say, and this is for anybody that knows me well, I'm excited for a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Renfield. Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. Renfield looks amazing.
I don't know if you guys know the like visceral hate I have for everything Nicolas Cage.
You do hate him.
Oh, no.
No.
When I saw this, I was like, have you met him? I have met him. Well, yeah. Briefly. But yeah. And I was like, but I kind of want to watch that. Remember how excited I got for that movie? Yep. And then you're like, a Nicolas Cage movie? I'm like, Nicolas Cage is in that? You're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, no.
You know what? It's love or hate, say what you want about Nick Cage. When he gets a weird role, he commits 100% to it.
Hold on.
Like made for him. Like, this is.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Are you guys all on the same like upcoming movie page that Chris shared? I don't know if you're near The Flash at all, but just like scroll over it real quick.
1 second. The Flash?
Yeah? Why? What happened?
It's freaking Grant Gust.
What's wrong?
What?
They did get the wrong.
Flash.
Oh, Google. I'll use AI.
No, always use AI forever.
Yeah, this is great. AI is so great.
Give us The Flash we all wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that
maybe Grant Gustin shows up in the movie, and it's like they spoiled it.
I'd rather see him in there.
Yeah, and then so there's Brendan. You're probably pumped for Evil Dead, Insidious, maybe.
I don't care about Insidious movies. I watched the first one, then I got bored, and they made like 10 of them.
I've never seen any of them.
Haunting in Venice sounds cool. I don't know what it's about, but that seems like a good title.
It's a cool name. Yeah,
I did it. I
Disney's
feel like
redoing
like
the Haunted Mansion.
Right now, just like, which one do I want? Or I guess Blockbuster would have been the other way to go with that.
I mean, either one. Or like Rogers Video,
yeah. Jumbo Video still exists.
Yeah, Jumbo. I'm going to be Jumbo.
One thing on the list too. This trailer dropped recently, and it just kind of blew it. I hadn't heard about it before this, but Strays with Will Ferrell,
the weird R-rated like dog movie.
Yeah, it looks like, at first I was like, oh god, what is this? And then by the end of the trailer, I was like, I think I hate this, but I want to see it. Like, it had me hooked in a weird kind of way.
Okay,
is so Will Ferrell the dog?
Will Ferrell is the dog, and Will Arnett, not Will Arnett.
Is all the Wills?
Will Forte, the other Will, is his owner, who abandons him.
I love both of those guys.
and so then he runs into the stray dogs played by Jamie Foxx, Randall Park.
And they
convince him to go back and bite his owner's dick off, to quote the movie.
Okay,
and the trailer is just that kind of ridiculous, like early 2000s kind of humor that I was surprised actually kind of interests me.
All right. In searching that, I found something else that's coming, and I'm just going to send it to our little chat there and suggest that you click on it. And oh, I God. Hope it's... Wow. Slam the door.
Oh, is this the Owen Wilson? Yeah. Paint.
Owen Wilson is doing. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, yes.
A happy little tree.
I saw this. It's like a mockumentary, or not like a mockumentary, but like alternate history fiction kind of thing.
There's one when I I'm already laughing.
Is it the poster, or is it? That's making you laugh.
No, it's not. If you go in, there's a picture of him actually painting. He's got a pipe in his mouth.
Oh yeah, yeah. So before this, I thought he was actually playing Bob Ross until this trailer dropped, and I realized it wasn't actually I thought it was an actual Bob Ross biopic, but it's not.
No, it's a piss take.
It's almost like a Walk Hard for Bob Ross.
Yeah. That's a perfect description
I feel
of
like
it.
A Bob Ross story would be really boring.
Probably would. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I thought this was Bob Ross, but there's another Mission Impossible coming, in case anybody wasn't aware of that, because I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I've never cared for these movies, but Hayley Atwell's in it, and that makes me sad, because I love her, and I want to see that she's in, but I also don't give a shit about Mission Impossible or Tom Cruise, so.
Tom Cruise and I, we're not bros.
Is Kraven the Hunter a real thing that's happening? I see there's a thing for it here, and I was
it's in development, whether it actually sees a light of day.
2023, in theaters, 2023.
Again, if it sees the light of day, I'll be surprised. But they got Aaron Taylor Johnson from Kick-Ass and like the Avengers to play Kraven.
I just found another weird movie that has, I think no one of note, but the description is, follows the eccentric staff running a scrappy theater camp in upstate New York. After its indomitable and beloved founder falls into a coma, they must band together with her clueless crypto bro son to keep the thespian paradise afloat.
Okay.
Anyway.
So we've reached the era where we're having movies about crypto bros. It's been long enough that the Hollywood movie cycle has gone to them.
If it turns out he's a piece of shit and no one likes him, at least it'll be accurate.
There you go. And I think, they're re-releasing Titanic. That's interesting.
They're redoing the friggin' Haunted Mansion. The Disney's Haunted Mansion, the ride.
They did that once already, didn't they?
With Eddie Murphy, and it wasn't very good.
They did the Muppets Haunted Mansion. Evil Dead Rise to stop
looking at you.
One other thing I'm actually really excited for is Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
that looks absolutely insane in all the best ways. And that's I'm dying to see who's going to play the Scarlet Spider, because that was like my Spider-Man as a kid. Mm-hmm. I started reading comics, so I'm excited to see him included in this.
I also want to see Tetris, which is actually being reviewed now from film festivals.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tetris, that one interests me too, because like, there's a documentary on YouTube from a channel called The Gaming Historian that told the whole story. It's a fascinating story. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to see how they're going to Hollywood it up, right? Like,
so it's got an 81 on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's got a 58 on Metacritic.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway,
it seems like the kind of thing that they're going to ruin somehow.
Well, it feels like maybe
playing a fake Bob Ross. I think not.
Wow.
Crayon.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what it is.
It was a book.
But I don't know what. I don't know who's in it or anything.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I would like them to stop messing with my childhood.
That's fair.
No.
That's all I got. Just stop.
Body unless must be made.
Unless they're going to do Gruffalo. That's my favorite children's.
Gruffalo's Child for sequel. There you go.
I act it out for my kids. I'm a pretty big deal. You're just full of sounds today, my friend.
Bless.
I'm also excited for the Marvels. That's going to be interesting.
Zoe Deschanel and Zachary. Oh, no, Zachary Levi.
Yeah, he's gotten weird.
Are we allowed to like this movie yet?
I don't know.
This is the Harold and the Purple Crown. Zoe Deschanel's in it, though.
She's great. Zachary Levi seems like he's crazy.
He might have a problem or two.
Yeah.
He
just
seems like... Yeah.
Anyway, I think we've just like started judging pictures and people now, so...
Yeah, maybe we should stop.
Any other last minute... Hey, I'm really excited for this movie this year.
Dune.
If it happens,
yeah. If that ever comes out, who knows?
There's a lot of things that's like they're supposed to come out this year, but we still haven't seen anything about them whatsoever.
Yeah. Dune's still filming. Like they haven't even started. Like it's like we just started filming. Like okay, that's
really.
They said they were doing some like location shooting like a few months ago. So it's, but it looks like it's a big movie that's going to be a while to make. So.
Probably, yeah, like the post production is going to be huge on those things, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's supposed to be like November, I think, too. That's crazy.
You did that at TIFF during COVID.
I did. That was a choice. Because you couldn't go anywhere. So it was really annoying because you went down, you saw a movie, but you couldn't go anywhere and everything wouldn't let you in because COVID. So you had like find a place to be until you waited for your next movie.
So many angry texts from Brendan about, I'm just standing outside. I have nowhere to go. It's hot out here.
Because I wanted to go, like, I was go to restaurants. Like, every restaurant I could go into had, like, an hour wait. You could be there for an hour. So I'm like, that's not great.
Can't wait to see Austin Butler doing his Elvis voice as Timothée Chalamet's rival in the movie. That's going to be great. Dun, dun. Anyways.
Wait, Austin Butler is in that? Is that what you said? Did I just miss something?
He's been cast as, like, Timothée Chalamet's rival for, like, the climax of the movie.
Oh, cool. So Austin Butler, I used to watch on, oh God, I don't even know what it's called anymore. It was like the high school version of Sex and the City. Okay. It was her, the main character from Sex and the City in high school. And Austin Butler was on that show. And now I'm like, oh, he.
Oh, the Carrie Diaries?
Real acts. Yeah, that.
Yeah, but didn't he do all that crazy like prep work for Elvis and like method acting? And
people were so mad that they didn't get anything for... I don't think they won a single Oscar, if I'm not mistaken. No.
From what I understand, that's probably fair.
I haven't heard great things about that movie.
See, the only things I have heard are great things, but not many of them. Like, it's just people that are like, this was the best, why didn't it win? That's all I've heard.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what else can you go on by that, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, let's... Cool. Yeah, to bring into the gaming side of things before we wrap up.
Gaming? So rumors,
what's this gaming you speak of?
Graming, I've heard games? It's called.
Still just want to go play Stardew Valley. I started over.
Frigia Games. Well, you will be playing Stardew Valley on a PS5 Pro anytime soon, despite what a bunch of rumors are going around saying.
He's very skeptical. Everyone always, it's usually random plays that Jeff Grubb were like, that might be a thing. And everyone's like, well, Jeff Grubb said it might be a thing. It must be a thing. He's just a journalist, guys. He has like some knowledge, but we all kind of know people in the industry. It isn't just like he knows, he has like a blueprint of everything's coming on. No one in the industry does that. So, come your tits.
You're spending way too much time with me. Like, way too much.
Yeah, no, this talk keeps going around. Like, oh, this is going to be a PS5 Pro. And like, they just got caught up on production of the regular model. Chill.
PS4 is still selling.
They started making PS4s again last year with the Call of Duty bundle.
I don't think it's really a necessary thing to release PS5 Pro. Developers have barely scratched the surface what the PS5 can do. And no one really needs, it'll have more ray tracing. Cool.
Who will be able to tell? Like, do you have an 8K TV to be able to tell that? No.
It doesn't matter. A thing people need right now. The PS5, yes, it's still a solid console, but it really hasn't had the life it needs to really kind of be replaced. It's been around for 3 years, 2 years?
2 years, though. Three years this fall, but...
It's been around for 2 years. It's like been available for one, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like,
in that ballpark, like, yeah.
This is always the discourse, and I'm always saying this, how like you cannot, like, the gamers TM, like, there is no pleasing them, because I almost feel like I remember this exact same discourse happening like not long after the Switch came out. The Switch was out for like a year, and people were like, rumors of a Switch Pro, like a better version. It's like
happening. Like,
I think this thing just came out. You're right, Dana. You're 100% right, because every time like Nintendo wants to do something like semi new, or like the discourse just starts like, is there going to be a Switch Pro? Like, we're not happy with the console we have. There's got to be a better one on the horizon.
I mean, the Switch right now, I think, is getting a little old. I think it could use a refresh.
They literally the OLED's like a minute old.
But all it is a new screen.
But
like, it doesn't
exactly. And in terms of
the thing, what was the last? Every time you talk about one of the last generations of Xboxes or PlayStations, Brendan, you have a different one. How many versions of the last generation are there of each of them?
Let's be like fair.
Let's answer my question. Let's do that.
I think usually every console generation has a few iterations.
So Xbox is just coming out with two every day. PlayStation did two, right? You come out right off the bat with disc version, not disc version, correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then we dropped into the pro version of them each last time, right?
One X
and the PS4 Pro.
But that was like literally for a year before the PS5 launched. So it was like...
To Brendan's point, the PS4 and the Xbox One both had what is about the typical lifespan of a console.
Yeah.
So from the PS4 to the PS5, it was about 6-7 years when they released the PS4, the PS4 Pro, maybe 4 years into its lifespan. So it was already kind of halfway there.
They spent a little time, took all your money until they banged out the new one, and then took all your money again.
More or less.
I don't care when it happened. It just happened.
The original PS4 couldn't do 4K, so they wanted something that could do some 4K.
And not every game took advantage of that either. I think it was like Final Fantasy 15 was one of them. Like
God of War.
God of War, yeah.
Do we not recall how pissed off we were a couple weeks ago when we talked about the whole like just peripheral conversation? How much it costs to get VR, how much it costs for a racing wheel, how much it costs for this. Why am I buying a system in between buying my systems?
We're consumer whores.
No, I'm thinking of it this way. It's a PC. If it's a PC, you just upgrade the parts that are needed.
Yeah.
Like if it was a PC, like my video card's a little old.
Are we explaining why they make a new one to me? Like I'm an idiot.
No,
I'm well aware that it's a slightly better version of this one. But
to
focus on the next one. Or call this the next
one. No, my point is, if it was like, because these basically are PCs, they are basically PCs, GPU tech will get faster and better, faster than the actual need for the games are. So you get to a point where you're like, okay, they can't do these five things. Developers are pushing those five things. We can wait 3 years to get something out, or we get something to kind of tide people
over. Okay, how about this? Brendan, you know I love you dearly. But you own this business, correct?
Yeah.
Which means you get to deal with a lot of this stuff, correct?
Correct, yeah.
How many consoles have you paid full price for in the last 10 years?
PS5 Pro.
Let's not discuss. Okay. Brendan, as your legal advisor, I'm going to say let's not discuss,
The thing is,
journalist privilege.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And people that have teenagers, like... That's not an easy thing. And I cannot justify needing a console in between your consoles.
I do agree with you.
If you're gonna do that middle one, then push the next ones. Because guess what? How many issues did we have pushing out the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X? Mm-hmm. Then maybe they should have waited a year or two.
Because my point to like Brendan's point about the Switch is that the Switch is pushing, like, it's 6 years old now. So, like, yeah, the OLED is nice, but it is starting to sort of feel its age, and it does need a bit of a refresh.
Trying to compete with people it was never built to compete with in the first place.
There's a lot of indications that we would have had a different model of the Switch had things gone differently.
Because Chris, the Switch ended up in a precarious situation because it was kind of recovering from the Wii U, which didn't really get a full console like lifespan.
Chip shortages. Like the suggestion is that Nintendo was going to do a Pro or whatever mid-generation refresh and didn't, which I think was wise, because I mean the Switch is showing its age, but it's still fighting. Like, it's still got a fighting chance.
Yeah.
The problem with the Switch is it's when like companies like Microsoft are promising Call of Duty on it. It just
never in a billion years.
It can't do that. Yeah. That's why you have those cloud gaming things, because the Switch hardware.
My phone could run that better than a Switch. Like,
Really,
well, the Switch is basically a phone. That is what it is. It's basically a weird version of Android, sort of, with phone tech. Yeah. And that phone, like, imagine your phone from 5 years ago. It can barely do anything.
Yeah. I think I even said, like, jokingly, that, like, one of the things I'm, like, looking forward to going home to. Mm. Is my PlayStation, because I've been playing nothing but the Switch for 4 months, and I'm kind of fucking tired of it.
Yeah, you're gonna jump on, and it's gonna be a whole new world of graphics.
I miss Elden Ring. I miss Death Stranding. I need like something other than Splatoon games. And Rocket League, which is all I've been playing.
Yeah, I get that. For me, go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was gonna say, to come back to your point about cost and stuff. This is what drives me crazy about this conversation. With the, like, are they gonna do a Pro when it's so early in the lifespan? It's like, people are complaining about how much the PS5 regular costs.
Yeah, it's
expensive. Like, yeah. And people, the same people who are pushing for them to be like, "Oh, where's the Pro?" are going to be like, "Why do you want me to pay so much for the Pro?" Mm-hmm. It's just this really weird cyclical conversation of like just finding things to gripe about.
They're like computers, and they need to be upgraded. Brendan, it wasn't that long ago that you built the first PC that you built for me.
Yeah.
Do you know how old my GPU was and was still running things fine? Almost 10 years old.
Which one in that one?
When my first one that I had, I got when my son was born.
Yeah, that was.
So, and it wasn't 50. New when I bought it because I paid for it. I wouldn't 50. Have paid for a new one.
And it's like, you know what? And
it works.
There's also the other thing too, that like, that I think we've kind of like been hinting at, but not really like mentioning, was that like, because a big part of the reason why I was annoyed with the PS4 Pro, because I'm that kind of person. Like, I always want to be on the cutting edge of tech when, like a new. I bought every DS when it came out, like, because I was like, oh my God, a shiny new DS, I need it. But, like, the PS4 Pro was like, you need to have this and also a 4K television if you want to do what it's capable of doing. So not only are you buying a $600-$700 console, you're going out and buying a $500 television.
You have the choice of PS4 Pro. You have the choice of it would make textures more detailed in 1080p or it could do 4K. You have the
But if you want the top end,
but that's the whole thing, right? It was like,
to buy because your last thing isn't good enough anymore. Like,
exactly.
My whole argument for this is, okay, we've got we just got PS5, and then right before that you had PS4 Pro, and then before that you had PlayStation. And just for the record, my rant goes toward Xbox too. It's harder to say because it has extra damn words. So,
in this case,
PS5, and now we're going to stagger it with a PS5 Pro stay. Sure. Why not, rather than, like I said, push out that fucking PlayStation 5 when the market wasn't ready for it because they didn't have the pieces they damn needed.
Yeah,
there were and no COVID shut everything down. Yet. Mm-hmm. So why not just take that little bit of extra time with that PS4 Pro, make it a full-fledged cutting-edge console, and then the PS5 is your next one when there's something new because they weren't fucking ready. So instead they're just throwing out these, well, like, it does something a little bit different, so you should probably buy it to hold us over for the next hunk that isn't going to be ready anyway. We all jumped out and bought these PS5s and these Series X's, and we had no games. We had not the right software. We had, you know, our friends not able to find them to play with us. We had all of these issues, but now they're like, but you guys worked really hard and some of you are just getting the PlayStation 5 now because we didn't have any, but here's another one. Excuse you?
To be fair, I think at the 5-year mark is when they start releasing anything new. I think right now is way too early. At most,
but it's should it be at the 5 and the 6-year mark or the 5 and the 10?
Usually console generation 6 to 7 years.
So no, it should not be at the 5 and 6-year mark.
It'll be one of those two is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying right now it's not, because you said the PS4 Pro came out much closer to the PS5 than it did to the PS4, correct?
It was at the 5.5.
Let's look
and
it
how
up.
How far away was it from the PS5?
I'm Googling. Okay.
About 1.5, 2?
PS4 was released November 15th, 2013. The PS4 Pro was released November 16th, 2016. So 3 years after the initial
And then
launch.
The PS PS5 now was, it's what?
And the PS5 came out was, what was it? 2020?
2020.
2020.
So they did 13, 16, 20?
Every 3 years, basically.
Okay, so yeah. Then why are we just calling it like a mid-range thing? Like, that was a seven-year gap between their main consoles. At that point, it's just a console. The way you were saying it, it sounded like it came out, you know, 5 years apart, and then a year later, they gave you the actual console.
I thought it was close. I thought it was closer. The
No.
And I would assume Xbox did the same thing, because they do the same.
They follow the same cycle.
And because I actually do, like, genuinely remember being annoyed about it, because, like, I waited a little bit. Like, I think I didn't get my PS4 till, like, 2014 or 2015, yeah. I think. And then, like, literally, like, yeah, like, a year later, it's like, oh, here's a shiny, better one you could have bought. And I was like, mother!
We tell people with phones, too, though. Brendan and I were looking at the new Samsung S23 range, and I found my S20 Ultra. And it's still comparable to the S23. Like, it actually has a better, probably, like, some software issues, but a better camera than the S23 Plus, was it? Yeah. So, like, maybe we don't need it every 3 years. Maybe.
Well, and no, but you know,
I mean, I feel like this generation of hardware might last a bit longer too, just because of the nature of game development, where it's taking six or so years to make a AAA game.
At least 5 years to release a game.
Yeah.
So it'd be like
a game we want to play anyway. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I was looking back on some older articles just because we have a lot. And I was looking at, we had an argument about how Square Enix and a lot of the big titles they were going to release, like, let's go with Kingdom Hearts, completely missed the PS3. Like, it was supposed to be launched around, like, the second to third year into the PS3, and they just didn't. Because games take a while to make. And even if you have, like, a 5 to 6 year, like, lifespan of a console, that's one game. So you have one game from a studio in the entire console generation. That's...
Well, it's even now, like, Chris, you work with a little more. PlayStations are out now, right? Xboxes are out. You can find them pretty easily.
I think Xbox has been
for a while. Everything's pretty available nowadays.
That's
still
pretty recent, is it not? Like, last 6 months.
I've been looking
since for the holiday season, actually. Yeah,
so that's it. I've been looking, and they're talking recently. They're talking about not making games for the PS4 and all that anymore. I'm like, you guys barely got your shit together.
This is the year where you're starting to see the stuff get cut off, right? Because, like, there's exclusives like Final Fantasy 16 and Spider-Man 2. Even Midnight Suns is only launched on next gen and not on current gen. This is the transition year for a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Didn't they say they were doing a Switch version of that, or did that get canned?
For Midnight Suns?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They're supposed to be like a current gen version for PS4 and Xbox One. Maybe you're thinking of Hogwarts Legacy.
Thing is,
no. There's a Nintendo page for it.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know what's happening, but
if it can't run on the PS4 and the Xbox One, it probably won't run well on the Switch.
Yeah, at this point, I doubt that's going to see the light of day. But if it does, I mean, that's a good fit for it.
It just says releasing in 2023, but I do remember, like, seeing and kind of being excited for the fact that it was coming to the Switch as well.
Yeah, I don't.
The fact that there's still no day for the PS4 and Xbox One version has me concerned for a Switch version.
Yeah, don't.
At least the Wizard game has dates for, like, the older systems. But
and as to the argument for, like, the Switch updating. I feel like the reason they're needing to do that is because they're trying, like, they're no longer just Nintendo.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, the family console. They're not, you know, the Zelda console, the Mario console, the whatever. They're trying to take on things that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think every console should be everything. I don't. And they want to be now. But
and,
they
well, Nintendo, Nintendo's been dipping their toe in that water pretty much since. Really, since the DS
console, not their. I mean, in between consoles.
I think they want to keep the Switch form factor for a while. Well,
but even they can make a stronger one. But that can be their next big thing. Like, why do just a little bit? So Call of Duty kind of runs.
I think it's based on mobile. I think they're just going to use the new mobile chips, and that will probably be a generation newer, like the new mobile phones.
The point of what I'm saying.
Well, to Dana's point. Like, the more I think about it, when you really look back through Nintendo's history, primarily with their handhelds, they've been doing this forever. The Game Boy, the Game Boy Pocket, the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance SP, the DS, the DSi, the DS Lite, the 3DS, 2DS. Like,
It's been their handheld MO for sure.
So, like, it really does seem like this is just what they do with their handhelds. They give you six different options.
I'll give you that, too. The Switch is not, and Nintendo products are not $700 systems.
No. And to its credit, like, they are kind of priced for what they are. Like, the Switch Lite is significantly cheaper than the Switch because it doesn't do half the things the Switch does.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, Nintendo always has the advantage of not flexing on the pure hardware side so much. Like, they've never been trying to push the technical envelope. They've always been satisfied to have a slightly less powerful machine at a better price, doing better artistic things.
They have their own envelopes, and that's fine.
They take risks, at least with their consoles.
That they say, but this one, this screen is shinier. Okay.
I mean,
come back to me in your 5 to 10 year window when you have a full blown new thing for me. Yeah.
This should have been the first kickstand. Yeah, the old one was woof.
What if it kind of
that should have been standard?
Yeah, it's.
That's also
there's always oversights, right? Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
reselling you solutions to the problems they created.
I think. Well, if you look at this, the new 2DS is it would be the equivalent.
You never touched anything after the regular DS.
So I think what they might want to do is just say, okay, new chips are here. They're cheap enough. We can make the new console for the same price we're making the current console or close to it. Release a new Switch. It's going to be the Switch New or whatever it is. It plays the same stuff, but it has certain
Super
games
Nintendo
just work
Switch.
Better than it. Yeah. I think that's what they're going to do. It's more the fact of when it's economical. You don't want to make a new Switch that's like $300 more than the old Switch. You want to make it basically replace the old Switch. So when people buy the new one, it's better.
And I think Nintendo's a little bit like they're keen on like when they have games too, like Breath of the Wild was supposed to be a Wii U game, and when the Wii U didn't pan out, like it was basically life support for the Wii U, but they moved it to be a Switch game. Like Tears of the Kingdom does, it released simultaneously. And I think I remember people saying it actually ran better on the Wii U than it did on the Switch.
Yeah, it's still the favorite for like speedrunners, I think. Actually, I heard that recently.
But by comparison, like Tears of the Kingdom, right? Like that's looks like it's being like developed primarily on the Switch, and they wouldn't put something out that was that big if they had a new console on the horizon, because again, it's just going to be like life support for the Switch when they have the Switch Pro around the corner. Like they'll probably have something big enough to announce alongside it as a launch for a better, bigger system. Mm-hmm. So it's like game development on in that sense, like would probably like have to coincide with console development.
Yeah.
That being said, I think next year we get the new Nintendo thing, but.
I feel like I've been here at CGM for like 5 minutes. When I look at it, it's actually been a couple years now, but like it still feels like I've only been here for like a year. And I'm like, how have I had this many new consoles? How has this happened? I don't understand. But
sometimes I feel like that too. And then I remember conversations we had, and I was like, holy fuck, that was a long time ago, actually.
I mean, also, this just moves very quickly.
They announce the thing
2 years before it comes out. So you're like, oh, it's just coming out now. Like, no, it's been in the works for a while. Like the PS5, they announced it. Like, it's going to be coming out eventually. Okay, cool.
And then there's like the Switch where it was like, yeah, by the way, this is out like next month.
Yeah, it was real quick.
Yeah.
I wish people would do that. Just tell me like a minute before. Yeah. I get real stressed out about it. Like, I bought when the Xbox and the PlayStation came out, I bought my partner a PlayStation and I bought myself an Xbox because I didn't have one after my ex and I split. Mm-hmm. He kept the Xbox and rightfully so. So I had a computer and I didn't really game a lot. I stopped and then I was like, I'm buying it. And then I was like, this is too much money on myself. So I gave the Xbox to my ex-husband. Who now has two Xboxes. Then eventually I got the purple, the Fortnite version of the, I don't know which version. That's how bad it is. I don't know which version of the Xbox. I don't know if it's the old one. The 1S, sure. That. And then when I did finally get myself an Xbox, I gave that one to my niece and my nephew, who I'm pretty sure don't ever touch it. But, you know, such is life.
You know.
My son just.
I'm actually at the point now where I'm considering like trading in my old original Switch that I held onto as a backup for like a second OLED. because we're starting to actually use them both in my household.
My
now.
Daughter's like, starting to touch stuff now. I've got an OLED. My son has a regular Switch, and then we have a Switch Lite still. For his birthday, my son just got a Series S, which, by the way, parental controls are my fucking nightmare. You'll read more
about
that.
How is the Series S? How is that?
We like it. Yeah. Don't ask about the friggin' parental controls. It's near impossible, especially if your child lives in two places.
Do you have to do it through some like annoying app, like with Nintendo?
I get emails and things like that, and it wants me to approve things. So if he's at his dad's trying to do something and I'm even remotely busy, it won't work. I gave up. I'm like, well, sucks, no more parental dude. Controls. I hope my kid isn't screwed, but he's never alone. But even still,
yeah,
it was really
back in my day, our parental control was they take your controllers away.
Well, that's how we liked it. There weren't other adults speaking to you through your games. Although when I was a teenager, there definitely was. I could have used some support.
Yeah, no, I think when I was a teenager, there were another. When I was an adult, there were. Weren't other adults speaking to me through my games? Yeah. There were teenagers cussing me out and saying they did my mom. I probably could
have used some like parental control over my MSN Messenger. That should have been updated.
The way we liked it, I tells you.
Do you remember our names on MSN? Yep. I had one. Yeah. I don't know. Can I say bad things on stream?
Of course
no?
you can.
No, he's saying no, so I don't know.
You know what?
When I was probably 14 or 15, my entire MSN name, I will never forget it, was eat me, beat me, bite me, blowy, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to not finish the whole thing because it gets worse. So it was real bad.
The 13 things you can't say on television.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, it doesn't get better. I can say that. It's really long. And I'm pretty sure that my delightful aunt was like, Dana Eileen. I'm like, oh,
young lady.
And there was another one that was like, fuck a duck, screw a kangaroo, 69, a porcupine, damn, I love the zoo. That was also an MSN name of mine for a while.
Just okay. Now, how much of that did you understand at the time?
Unfortunately, more than I should have. But
okay.
Yeah, mine, no, did you have a Dark Starlings account as well? No, her eyes went up. She knows what I'm talking about.
What was the... I keep thinking it's like Habbo Hotel, but I don't know if that's
actually... Habbo Hotel was... my shit back in the day. Don't even
like a little dude, right?
Yeah.
You made a little avatar, a little chat room.
Yeah.
No, Dark Starlings was MySpace for emos.
Oh no, I did not have that.
My sad space.
It was the least edgy place on the internet. Oh my
god. It's MySpace, but it's MySpace to cry.
my safe space.
I never heard about that one, but
I know.
I had a MySpace and I could never figure out how to do like the cool backgrounds and the music. It was so sad. I was just like, I don't know how, and I'm really good at asking people for help. I'm so really good at saying I need help or getting people to teach me things if anybody here is aware.
Yeah.
I cry and I yell. I yell a lot. So mine was sad.
I really wish I had parental controls in place to stop me from writing my name where I was like alternating caps and thinking that was really cool. And
all of them.
X.
Yeah.
CXHXRX.
Big X. And then alternating
little letters, X.
The song lyrics.
Hey, I resent X that. I got an X in my name.
XX.
Oh, man.
X Jordan.
I made up a weird name when I was a teenager and I just stuck with it. It's still my name on everything.
Should have been like a gamer tag. Should have been like, too many X's in your name. No, you need to go back.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Oh, jeez.
Good times.
Mm. On that depressing note. That's gonna do it for us for this week. If you'd like to read more on these topics, except for our old usernames from when we were 13 years old, you can find more on these topics at cgmagonline.com. Be sure to follow CG Magazine on all the socials. Just search for CG Mag. You'll find us. And if you have any questions or comments, you can send them to podcasts@cgmagonline.com. Jordan, where can people find you?
Sometimes on Instagram, sometimes on TikTok. Not really. At NinjaXJordan. And you can find me, as my iconic hat says, on YouTube at NinjaJordanReviews.
Not iconic.
It's my iconic hat. I wear it every podcast. How is it not iconic?
It's signature. Yeah. It's your signature.
No, it's iconic. Yeah. It's my iconic hat.
It is your hat. I give you that.
It's my iconic hat.
Will we see you back in our country anytime soon? Is that a place we'll
see
you?
You will see me back in Canada on the 28th. Well, not really the 28th. My flight leaves on the 28th. But by the time I get home, it's going to be like midnight. So it's going to be the 29th.
All right. Hey, we can almost pass each other in the air. There you go.
That's cool. You just wave if you see any other planes going by. Just
if you're in the if you're in the Fort Lauderdale airport for any reason, come say hi.
Broncos. Dana.
If you get past security for whatever reason.
You can find me with my name spelled wrong the entire time on screen. But really? Also, yeah. Yeah, my name Danes. Is not Danes.
We call you Danes.
Claire Danes.
Super cash at work when we're near the water cooler.
Let me know one more thing Brendan did to not give a shit about me today. You can't read your own typing? That's our editor. By the way,
this is a bad time to mention it, but...
Anyway. Yeah?
It's not handwriting.
It's at the Dana Eileen. Don't bother trying to spell it because my boss can't. So just
screenshot the screen.
Like, are you squinting? Do you need help? Your computer is up against you. Mine's 12 feet away and I can see it. Excuse me?
You can't see without his glasses. Now.
So mine's so far away. That's crazy. Look how far it is.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, it's late and I'm angry now. My name's Dane. Good old Danes.
Good old Danes.
Classic Danes. Typical Danes.
I broke Brendan. That was so much fun.
Giggle out of
it. I don't laugh.
One of us got
a
giggle out of Dana.
He's not wrong. I probably am hangry, just for the record. That's probably true. I'm really terrible.
A little hangry, too.
Couldn't hurt.
I made lunch for everybody today, and they ate all of it and left me nothing.
Nice.
What?
Well, you did make up.
I made lunch before I had to do my preview, and then I went downstairs after, and it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like, oh, finally I can eat, and I like lifted up the like all this chicken that I had made, and there was literally like the one little tiny piece left. There was like no like anything else, and I was like, this is the thanks I get, huh?
Well, should have made it for yourself, not just everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know what, Chris?
Brendan, where can people find you?
B426 and everything.
Funny that that's all spelled right.
I mean, you tell me that. I don't actually know if it is.
Again,
no, good old Brendan.
You see anything wrong on the site, don't at me, okay? Don't at me. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
And you can find me everywhere at Hoogathy. We're gonna go. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Chaos and anarchy.
Have a lime Snickers like I had.
I'm blurry again. Fuck.
This is purgatory.